I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm a journalist with words.
I'm about to cook, bro. Sit back.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
No. He's very generous. Our friend Dan Daly, very generous. This is the crossover. Let's welcome in Mark Willard and Dan Dibley. And speaking of generosity, Dan, let me thank you again for last Friday.
Dan?
Yeah, let me thank you again for last Friday.
Yeah, you're welcome. It was your birthday.
So, Goo, just to tell the listeners.
Yeah, and I've already thanked him. I know where you're going.
Right.
I beat you to it.
Okay. So they still park over in an area where we go near the ship. And so, and so Dibs was parking, and on Friday he went in at 12 o'clock because he works at 2 as he's walking up to the station. He walks in, he greets Lindsay, and he says, hey, my name's Dan Dibley, and you know, I want to buy a drink for Steiny, it's his birthday, and Guru is going to be coming in. And so when they get here at 2:30, the first one's on me. And Dibs, in fairness, bought me two, one for my birthday, and he bought you one just for a regular day.
My God. Yeah,
so thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
I sent you a picture of it.
You both did. The story behind the story is I walked in, and I, can I help you? I said, do you know Matt Steinmetz? And she looked at me, huh? And I said, they come here on Friday a lot. She's like, oh, you mean Steiny? I'm like, yes, I mean Steiny.
Right.
Thank God. I just had an experience with this.
Willard just told me.
I'm not going to tell everybody where we're going because the crowds will overwhelm you, Steiny. But some of us would like to partake in maybe watching a certain football game after work tonight. So there's a spot in the area, and I did a little pregame show, popped my head in, and I said, look, I know you don't take reservations, but, you know, we'd like to think that we're a big deal. And so I wonder if, I don't know, could you put a few seats aside for somebody who might be coming in
hot? Look at him.
You know, like, can't come in early.
Right.
Well, it turns out, as soon as I said what we do, the person who runs this bar goes, oh, Matt came by the other day to already talk about this. And I went, oh, he did?
Matt?
And he goes, yeah, like that. Some of you all might be coming, and you know, we'll do our best to put some stuff aside. And I go, oh, okay, I didn't know he was coming. And he goes, yeah, well, Matt usually gets here around 3 o'clock every day. And my mind the whole time is on our boss, Matt Nahagian.
Wow.
And I go, this mother jumper during our show is going drinking every day at 3 o'clock we don't get out of here till 6, Matt.
Right.
And then they kept talking until I finally realized, oh, he's talking about Matt Steinmetz.
Ah, yeah.
That we call him Steiny.
That's not Matt. Yeah. The same way you're not Dan.
Right.
Like, we don't do that. But anyway, okay, I got it. So maybe the other Matt.
Wow.
We'll put a seat aside tonight. We'll see.
Yeah. Nice.
We'll find
here's
out.
Yeah. The bigger issue.
And thank you, Dibs. That was
you,
big.
Guys, you're welcome. It was one of those moments where I was walking by and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do something nice for my guy. Because, mm-hmm. you know, you and I, we used to spend a ton of time together. Then I went and had a baby. And, well, you didn't. I thought it'd be cool if you did too, but you didn't. And so our worlds have not really converged like they used to. So I thought it'd be a nice time to do something nice for you.
Right. And, it's just a wonderful point I'll be able to make, a comparison, if you will. You know, on Friday, you were at a bar talking to the bartender, and you bought Guru and I a couple drinks ahead of time.
Yep.
Willard, you had the same opportunity. I assume that I'll be dropping into that place?
Well,
and there'll be an upside-down shot glass? Mark Willard said, hey, this is for my coworker, Steiny.
I mean, basically what we're talking about here in life is paying it forward, right? And so this show has already paid it forward to you, and seeing as you go drinking every day at 3 o'clock,
with the Chiefs bitch, you mean?
I was wondering if maybe it would be the other way around.
Ah,
maybe I'd walk into an old fashioned in the first quarter today.
Noted.
Okay.
Wow.
Again, just noted. A maybe. Just a maybe.
You know, it's always good to look at things from a different perspective, and I wasn't even thinking of that one.
I bet
this
you weren't.
This is so funny. She goes, you know, I try to run my slow play, my drinking.
Sure, sure.
And I go, I'll start out with a beer or a shot. And then she goes, well, you got a free one. Give me the big margarita. Somebody, give me the big one.
It's funny.
Give me the deluxe.
I shared the story with my wife, and I'm like, yeah, you know, my guy, the birthday boy, got a shot and a beer. And then she's like, what did Guru get? I said, he got a margarita. She's like, he got a margarita.
Margarita.
I said, he got a margarita.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, the margarita is it's a staple. It's solid. You can go margarita virtually anywhere.
Yeah.
And that made me feel good. And I don't want to be too selfish about it, but I did it for me because it made me feel good.
And that's what it's about.
I mean, it's for you, Steiny, your birthday, and, you know, Goo, you got the draft off of that, but I was like, you know what? This makes me feel good, and, you know, so I put 30 on the card, and then I get the charge back, and it's like $32.85, and I'm like, okay, of course, you had to hit me with that 4% surcharge, and then this and then that, and I threw in a little extra for the tip, but I was like, 30's not even 30 anymore, Steiny. It was $32.85 because, you know, the 4% SF tax and, you know, the hospitality and whatever else.
You need a couple?
I'm good. I'm good. I took care of Lindsay, too. Gotcha. A little fin on the backside.
I actually kind of like not the whole city tax thing, whatever is confusing, but we dined last night at a certain spot in the city that just put the damn tip on there.
Yep, 20%.
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
And actually, no, as a server, I was like, I kind of wish that had just been that way all along.
Mm.
Like, I wasn't bothered by it. It would be nicer if you highlight it, because I bet that they make a killing on people who do not realize that the tip. So I will
gangster.
Say this. When the bill comes, it says additional tip. Additional tip. So if you're going to write more tip in there, it does say additional tip. But, you know, people are drinking. They're not paying attention.
Yep.
You're having conversations. I'm like, ooh, it's gangster. I'm like, you guys are dipping at least 20% of the time,
right.
For sure.
20% on that 20%.
Exactly.
Yeah. And what about reduced tip? So they hit you with the 20, and what if the service was not 20% worthy? There's no line item where you can go, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and take 5% off of that because you stunk, waitress or waiter.
I would bet that, and what I would hope that establishments are now like more aware of when the service isn't going well. And then just do something right there on the spot. In fact, one of the dishes that we ordered last night, it never showed up.
Oh,
she forgot.
Oh.
She was delightful, but she forgot. When she realized she forgot, she's like, oh my gosh, we're going to do a 911 on that order. And by the way, here come 2 free glasses of champagne.
Okay.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
We're
fine. I love it.
Yeah, we're
and
good
it was
here.
A celebration sensation for Mark and the lovely Christy.
Yeah, versus.
It was either their hug-iversary or their hand-hold-iversary.
Look at
or their date-iversary. Yeah. We did this yesterday.
He's jealous.
Might have been the first time that we versaried.
It was your Mike Green anniversary.
I don't know. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It was their dateiversary. Okay. And so he said it yesterday on the air, and I'm not, you know, I'm not talking out of school because I've said this to both of them before. Like, they're both adorable and nauseating.
Nauseating, sure.
With how much they love each other. Yeah. And yeah, it's but it was their dateiversary. It's true love, blah, blah, blah. Great.
We went to,
talk to me in 40 years.
We went to China Live. Have you ever been over there? It's on Broadway.
Okay.
It's phenomenal.
China Live.
China Live.
It's a restaurant.
Gosh, it's delicious.
Restaurant?
Yeah.
I need TVs, no screens.
No screens.
Okay. I need TVs.
That's why you go on a Wednesday, That's why you go on a Wednesday. Yeah. I mean,
I need a screen.
I can look you in the eye on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you want to talk about? I got all night.
So tonight, if you guys happen to go out, like.
Which we will.
Yeah.
She's coming. She's joining
Matt. Neither one of you is going to look at each other. You're going to be at the spot.
We might be across from each other, each looking over each other's shoulders.
Exactly.
Does any one of you think they can win this game? We just took a call.
It's a football game, of course.
But listen, we took one of the first in my history of doing this. The guy called, he was being sincere. He said he didn't want the Niners to win because of this angle. The noise that would be.
Oh, the quarterback thing?
Mac Jones. I go, son, he was grown. I wanted to say, son, that we're so far. Win the game. Yeah, but he really, Trustani heard him. He was like, I don't want that to happen. Alex Cap all over. This ain't that. You just get the win.
No, go ahead.
Yeah.
So, Matt, go ahead, Matt.
So then Guru says, that will never happen.
That's just me.
What would never happen?
That.
A controversy.
Well,
Brock just got paid.
No, what do you mean by, are you mean that there
the
wouldn't?
The fans might say
of
something.
Of course they would.
But this is his baby.
Oh, my God. $265 million.
All right, there we go.
But no, what I'm saying is, Somebody called and said, you know, look what happened with Alex Smith and Cap.
Okay.
But just to boil it down, of course there were extenuating circumstances, but Alex Smith got hurt and Kaepernick was dynamic. And then Smith got healthy and there was a decision that Harbaugh made. Period. End of story.
Still one of my favorite press conferences ever.
So, then we had Jimmy Garoppolo and he was destined or had the chance to be the franchise quarterback. Why isn't he here 5 years later? It was a combination of performance and durability. Yeah,
totally.
So who knows what can happen? I'm not saying it's not all going to happen this week.
Right.
But
or anytime soon.
But yeah, but you know,
sure,
I mean,
it could happen someday. It could happen someday.
But then we got into, okay, they go down there and win. 30-13.
Which would be wow for if go ahead.
And now people are saying that, or people, you know, the discussion is, well, now hold about Tampa Bay. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how you handle it, is all I'm saying.
As long as Brock's healthy, he plays. But now you have to define the word healthy,
which is what
I feel like. I mean, you guys have spent a lot of time on that this week. And I don't know how you do that.
Because we don't know what happened for him to get on the field last Sunday,
Hey,
Brock, can you go?
Supposedly,
okay, you can go.
Supposedly he felt great. So, but when Brock Purdy's healthy, Brock Purdy will play. No matter what Mac Jones has done. But you guys aren't wrong. I mean, if he goes and carves him up.
But what does that mean?
Here's where I'm very carves
him up tonight. 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. They win by double digits. It's a laughable idea, but it's a football game. It's allowed to happen. Corey Detmer did it to the 49ers in this same situation.
But here's where I'm way more literal. If let's say they win the game and the 49ers are like, you know, this toe, we're going to put him on the injured list for 4 games.
Oh, IR?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Mac Jones is knocking it out of the park.
I
always look at, I guess it's possible. Then what do you do week 11? Brock's raring to go, Dibs.
You go to Brock. And the big difference between the Kaepernick Smith and this one is Harbaugh did not draft Alex Smith. He drafted, Trent Baalke, but that was their guy. That was Harbaugh's guy was Kaepernick. So, you know, you got to that spot and I just was looking at the game log and Alex Smith got concussed and they tied the Rams and they went to 6-2-1, and he had a concussion. And so Cap came out and won the next two, bop, bop. And by the time Alex was cleared, man, Cap was rolling. And so you stayed with Cap. That was their guy anyway. And remember, they used a second-round pick on Kaepernick. Yeah. This is different where, you know, and Mark, you've told the story many times where Shanahan said in camp to Jed York, yep, you know, our QB3 is actually the best guy that we have. And so when he's healthy, he plays no matter what, in my opinion. Mm.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studio.
But hosting sports radio will be annoying. And that's for sure. Not annoying. Yeah. You know what I mean. I'm joking.
That's where that'll, yeah.
Oh,
right.
Oh my God.
Banish or for fanatic.
Oh, that'll be all over the place. It kind of already is. And that's after he lost one game. One.
And I don't want to throw shade at
Mac
Jones.
No, you're right. He lost one game.
But Mac Jones threw that pick against Arizona. So it wasn't all Picasso for Mac Jones. You got the win.
Of course it's not.
But I remember that vividly, like, whoa. You're human, you know? It looked like New England, Mac. You got the dub, but it wasn't 500 yards, no touchdowns, and five touchdowns.
And if you look at the analytics, the numbers, whatever, Mac Jones has been a lot worse than Brock Purdy. They've each played two games, and like the EPA, the expected points added for each, Brock Purdy's been much better than Mac Jones. Mac's 2-0, Brock's 1-1. So unless Mac goes out and has, you know, a near perfect game, Brock Purdy's still going to be statistically the better quarterback this year.
I mean, y'all want to talk about, well, that's true. I mean, if you want to go advanced metrics,
if you want to go EPA,
but like, really? What, like, you don't know, want to know what the Niners need to do tonight? Run the ball. What the hell are we doing?
And it's going to be hard.
What are we doing and what are we talking about? Like, they're the worst run. They're one of the worst running teams in the league.
I got it. And people got nerve. And we just had a guy, Nick Hamilton, on from Nightcastle Media in L.A. I asked him about McCaffrey, and I feel like I'm crazy. The world turned on Drake. He used to be the man, and they turned on him. Well, okay. They told him. Everybody's so quick to say, I asked Nick about McCaffrey. What did he say? Oh, I think he's lost a step. And that's just becoming to me, not everybody, the trendy thing to say, but how can you judge that? Because when I saw that lateral he got from Pearsall, I saw the burst But there's nowhere to run, and I'm not company guy to say if he was slipping, I would say it. I don't see that. And the run game is exhibit A of there's nowhere to run.
There's nowhere to go.
How can you say he's slowing down?
Can I ask you guys to reboot a conversation I vaguely remember all of us having last year? Do you all still think that Debo has lost a step?
I haven't seen him play this year.
He's having a great year.
No, you know what? I put him in his coffin too soon.
So it's another example, and I get that in sports fandom and sports media, there's no room for this. I don't know how we're supposed to how we're supposed to have an opinion of, well, I gotta see what's going on with everybody on the field and everything that's it bores people to tears. But the truth of the matter is, this affects everybody. Whatever's going on with the team, who's blocking, who's healthy, how are things rolling? It affects everyone. It affects the receivers. It affects the quarterbacks. And it clearly affects even Hall of Fame level talent. Is Christian McCaffrey lost a step? Who cares if he's lost a hair? He's fine. But he's being hit quicker than any running back in the entire NFL.
Is that because of Kittle? Or is that too much to say about Kittle?
It doesn't help, but I don't think it's by himself. I think Trent maybe has lost a step. Man. And the offensive line as a whole has not been great. Dominic Pooney is not playing well. He's in a sophomore slump or not healthy or something. But all these things are there's such a trickle-down effect on a football field. And then we pick an individual and get mad at him.
Right.
they got to run the ball. If they run the ball, they're going to be a really good football team. They'll be a hard team to beat.
Yep, but they won't be able to run the ball because if you look at the expected points added, the EPA that I referenced, Steiny, they are 30th of 32.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast.
That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You in... expected points added, and that means on a standard run, what do you do versus what the league average is? And they don't do very well. And it's not because Christian's lost a step. And you mentioned it, like on the hook and lateral,
ice,
explosive. And on other plays, he looks like he has that burst, but your burst doesn't matter when you get hit. And I think Greg Cosell had it yesterday. He's averaging 1.8 yards per carry before the first contact. And he's not Earl Campbell, friends.
So I guess what I'm saying is, you know, they got to run the ball tonight. And you're like, they can't or they won't.
They won't.
They could.
Well, like, yeah, that's kind
they're
of
allowed to.
Word.
Well, of course they are. And Kyle Shanahan's allowed to draw up running schemes that may deceive the Rams, right?
Sure. Right. Like,
it's possible that
it is. But if you think about the run game and you think about who are the best non-linemen who block, and you would think about Juszczyk, okay, and he, last year he wasn't great, and this year he's about the same. Kittle's not playing. Jennings is not playing. He's also a great run blocker.
Well, I think it is, well, it's obviously harder in football to tell if a guy played well as it is in baseball or basketball. That's not even close for the general positions. But as far as the lines go, I'd love to know the discrepancy between, you know, the Rams. Because, okay, Colton McKivitz, he can have a great game.
Yep.
But what if he has a career game, whatever that looks like for a guy like him?
Right.
We'll never know. But if the guy he's playing against is so much better that even if he has a great game, it's, you know what I mean? Like, could the Niners' offensive line play great tonight?
Well,
some players who are better than that?
How often do you hear styles make fights? And actually remember a game between these two teams, it was either 2 or 3 years ago, and everybody was really, really worried because the Rams had Aaron Donald and the Niners had an interior injury on the offensive line, and they turned to somebody nobody had ever heard of named Justin School. Do you guys remember Justin School?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And everyone was like, this is, wow, what a recipe for disaster. Aaron Donald is going to feast. Aaron Donald never touched the quarterback the entire night, and the Niners blew the Rams off. I don't know if they blew him out, but they handily won the football game. Justin School against Aaron Donald. Mm. I have no idea what's going to happen tonight. Every single time when there's an NFL game, when someone's like, does X team have a chance? I don't know. Have you ever been in a survivor pool before? Absolutely.
Right.
Saints had the ball in Buffalo last week, down by 5 in the second half.
With
the ball in their hands.
Yeah.
15.5-point underdog.
Fumble.
So, yeah, of course the Niners can play tonight.
Probably not.
Well, they're going to play tonight.
No,
but, and you're going to give your pick, right? Because I'm riding with you.
Yeah, and the pick is in, and I as the number keeps going up,
he's half stepping on this one.
I'm glad
you're addressing this.
Well, and you know what, Steinmetz, I heard you earlier, and you were wrong, and you're out of line because I'm 16-3 this year, and
I said 18.
And I corrected him via text.
Yeah, and I said 17-3 was wrong.
First of all, you thought that I was Karen Gibley on the YouTube, and you were wrong. And then
I was wrong.
Your little story about texting your wife and partner instead of Carter Chickering just shows that you're kind of off your game when it comes to things like, I don't know, facts. So get some facts and come back to see me. I'm hot, baby. 16-3. Right. You better recognize.
So what time
said
you
were 18-3, and I said I don't think he's that good, but he's been great.
What time are you giving out the pick?
The pick will be in.
Let's do it at 4.
Let's do it at 4:40.
I'll text Randy.
4:40, huh? Or 4:48?
4:50. Yeah. Okay. 4:50.
Right. Yeah.
4:50.
Right.
And the pick is finally in, and it's because in part I'm going up against Grandy in fantasy.
Oh, wow.
And
I'm 2-2.
Yeah, and I have the Rams kicker, so I'm not going to try to spoil the pick with that nugget, but yeah, Grandy's afraid of my kicker. Yeah.
I ain't afraid of anything.
Grandy and I are on cloud 9 this week. Don't try to take it from us.
Why? What's happening?
Because his Oregon Ducks beat my least favorite college football team, Penn State.
You're welcome, Steiny.
Yeah, I love you, buddy.
Okay.
I love you too, Steiny.
I owe you.
How's Tulane doing?
They're 4-1.
Okay. Yeah, that's where his daughter goes. That's
I'm aware. Okay. I'm aware.
Well, I mean, for the audience.
Yeah.
You know, for the audience. It's kind of random that you'd be a Tulane fan.
I think Lehigh's 5-0.
I'll check.
I think they are.
Will knows.
Yeah.
I'll tell you
how do you know that?
I'll tell you what.
Alma mater.
Christy's brother coaches there.
I'll buy you beer if you know the Lehigh nickname.
Huskies.
Nope.
Wildcats is always a safe bet.
What was it, Grandy? He should have got my ear.
That's why I asked. It's a tough one. You know, Grandy?
I don't.
Dibs knows.
No, I don't.
Oh, no. I thought you were an expert on that.
No, I mean, no. My guess would be Highlanders, but I know it's not right.
Highlanders. That's like
Musketeers.
Crazy
Mountain Hawk.
Thought it was the Engineers.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
You can't ask a trivia question if you don't know.
Like I said it with a question mark.
They may have changed it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, talk amongst yourselves.
Mountain Hawks. It's Mountain Hawks.
Is it Mountain Hawks?
Yep, confirmed.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if it was
changed. Ask a question you don't know the answer to.
I haven't been to Lehigh in about
Well, the university lists all three nicknames, Engineers, Brown and White, and Mountain Hawks in its media guide.
Yeah.
Okay. Which one's current, though, or do they just rotate month to month?
Thanks, Randy, again.
Mountain Hawk.
Thank you.
Man.
Mountain Hawk.
But Engineers was like a what do they call them? The alternate uniform. They might break it out.
I don't know if I would go to a school where the mascot was the Engineers.
Yeah. I went to a school where the mascot
Friday night
was
sounds
the,
fun there.
Lambda.
Went to a school with the mascot being a diplomat.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm a Franklin and Marshall diplomat.
See, and I don't find you very diplomatic.
You'd be surprised at how I can weasel out of things.
I know how you weasel out of this segment every day.
Speaking of which.
Yes.
One thing a diplomat will do is when he sees high tension, high energy, and he backs out. And he does it on 95.7 The Game.
We'll see you at the bar, Matt.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.